AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Army says an official at Arlington National Cemetery was pushed aside at the cemetery this week by an official with the Trump campaign, but she declined to press charges. It was all over the use of cameras at a wreath-laying ceremony. Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh at the Pentagon was asked if the Pentagon could refer a violation of federal law to the Justice Department.
That can happen, but that is a decision that the Army would have to make, and that's not... My understanding is that the Army is considering this matter closed.
Federal law prohibits campaign or election-related activities within Army National Military Cemeteries. The United Nations World Health Organization says there'll be limited pauses in fighting in Gaza. A baby contracted polio, the first case in 25 years in Gaza. The WHO's Rick Peeperkorn says kids need to get polio shots in Gaza.
We start the 1st of September, and we start in central Gaza for 3 days, followed by South Gaza, and then followed by the north of Gaza.
Peeperkorn says they aim to vaccinate 640,000 children under 10, and the campaign has been coordinated with Israeli authorities. Stocks finished mixed with the Dow up 243 points. Campaigning in Michigan, former President Donald Trump is focusing on the economy.
Kamala's made middle-class life unaffordable and unlivable, and I'm going to make America affordable again, in addition to making it great again.
In Savannah, Georgia, Vice President Kamala Harris talked about a small business tax credit.
It's basically a tax credit for startups, for small businesses. We're starting out. Yes. Half of America's working population either owns, runs, or works in a small business.
In a sit-down interview with CNN, Harris said her values have not changed since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee. Ukraine says one of its Western-donated F-16 warplanes has crashed. This is AP News. A Justice Department watchdog says the FBI failed to comply with mandatory reporting rules in nearly half the sexual abuse cases it handled involving children. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
An inspector general's inquiry has been released, saying there's no evidence to show the FBI had complied with mandatory reporting requirements in nearly 50% of the cases it reviewed. Another violation was the timeliness of sharing information. Only 43% of the cases showed that the information was provided in the 24-hour period required. This comes even after improvements were ordered because of the handling of the case against former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. A senior FBI official admits the Bureau's made mistakes, but says the vast majority of its work has been handled appropriately. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.